Welcome back, everyone. My name is Sam.
And I'm Melissa.
I grew up in the FLDS community. It is a polygamous group run by Warren Jeffs, and I moved out when I was 18 years old.
I was raised LDS. Sam and I have been married for 9 years and have two awesome kiddos.
Yes, we do. We want to quickly thank our donors and YouTube members, as well as our patrons, and welcome anyone to check out our Patreon that we just got started not too long ago. Excited to see you all over there.
Yes, today we are back with the Mike King series from Profiling Evil, where Sam was out with Mike King and they were exploring Short Creek area from the view of law enforcement versus Sam's experiences growing up. And so I'm excited to see another one of these videos.
Yes, today we are standing inside of Cottonwood Park, very well-known park in the, it's actually on the Colorado City side, so in Arizona, but in the Short Creek area there. This is the park where all of the events were held for the community. So we'll jump right into this and I will add some insight along the way.
Here we go.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Sam here with Growing Up in Polygamy.
Hey, and I'm Mike with Profiling Evil.
We found our way to Cottonwood Park, a very, very well-known park here in this area and where I spent a lot of my time as a young boy, because this is where we held all of the community events when it was those days when we actually held events like the 4th of July and other harvest festivals and things like that.
You know, it's really interesting because I remember coming out during those major events hoping that I might see leaders that otherwise kept themselves hidden away. And I never could. Did the leaders come to those things?
Or they used to. And I know that we've mentioned Fred Jessup, who was the bishop here for many years. He was a big part of always being involved in the community events. And I know that Rulon Jeffs would come to those a lot back when he was alive. But when Warren Jeffs was in charge, those things started coming to an end. So
I was going to say, I was waiting for you to blame Mike and be like, well, they did come until people started snooping around looking for the leaders
until
at the events.
You started coming out here now. As you can see, it's raining. It was raining very hard in this video.
Yeah.
And we're just pretending like it's normal, you know, like no big deal here. But I was like blinking a lot. I needed some windshield wipers. It was crazy. And you can kind of see the rain. But anyway, yeah, I guess there's nothing really to add here.
I don't know if you were looking for leaders when Warren Jeffs was the prophet or before that?
Yeah, before. I was really, most of my time here was spent in the final days of Rulon's leadership and the beginning days of Warren.
Okay. So as soon as Warren started taking over, I don't think he was around. It was hard to find him.
Yeah, crazy. Well, we're going to...
Hard to find him because he was too busy running from the law. How long was he the prophet before he started running from the law? Before he was on the FBI's top 10 most wanted.
What was the question?
How long was he the prophet before he became on the run?
It was almost, I mean, within a couple of years, he was on top 10 most wanted. You know,
okay.
It didn't take long at all before once he felt that he had all the power, he was, I mean.
Abusing it.
He just went crazy. He took that power to the next level. The crazy thing, too, is Rulon Jeffs, his father, was, in my home anyway, was very well respected. Just, I didn't hear one single thing wrong about him. And that was even after my sister marrying into the family and marrying Rulon Jeffs. And it was all positive. And as young boys growing up in the community, we had like a marching, it wasn't a band. What do you call a marching group of people? It was almost like we were in the army. Like we would form rank and we would march and we would sing. As we would march, we would sing songs. We would sing praises to Rulon Jeffs. We would march from the meeting house all the way up to his home. So
That's quite a
long distance. And we would be marching and get to his home. He would come out, sit on a chair in front of his home. We would salute him, say, we love you, things like that. I mean, it was, I know it sounds creepy. I know, I realize that now. But during that time, it was just like utmost respect for Rulon Jeffs. Warren, during that time, Warren was actually out there as well because he was starting to tried to take over bits and pieces as much as he could, saying that he was just helping his father. His father had recently had a stroke, so he was kind of stepping in, being that mouthpiece for him. And things started, you know, we could tell things were starting to get a little bit crazy even before Ruth and Jeff's passed away with some of the marriages that were happening. It seemed like all of a sudden Ruth and Jeff's was marrying a lot more people too. And now I know that Warren Jeffs was kind of pushing that to happen. Yeah. And then after Rulin, his father, passed away, this is so creepy, Warren Jeffs took a lot of those wives for himself. It was almost like he was giving his father all of these wives because he knew it'd be very easy to just move them over into his family when his father passed away. So anyway, but Warren Jeffs was, I mean, it was almost immediate. Once his father passed away, he started kicking out a lot of the men that were very respected and had high callings within the church and community. And just from there on out, you know, it was never the same. All of the fun came to an end, including the word fun. And he just forced people to do work and what he wanted. And it was all about Warren at that point.
So there was no period of him coming to these celebrations and like being part of the community and having that kind of leadership.
I don't remember him ever being to a celebration after his father died. Before his father, Ruthan Jeffs, died, he was there with his father. It was almost like he wouldn't let his father leave his sight. And now I know, now I think I know why. But during the time, I assumed it was just, oh, he loves his father so much that he has to be there to help him through these hard times of his life. But now I know that he was there to make sure that if his father ever wanted to say something, Warren would take that and say it in the way that he wanted it to come across.
Just fly the drone around a little bit and look at some of the area while Sam tells us about the area.
All right. So
you'll see the rain.
Right behind us is actually the train track. And this was, for me as a young boy, a big part of the park. You know, this train track would circle the park, and it was free rides all day long. As long as there was an event going on here, the train was running. Back in those days, it was a very different train. It was a very old train that I wonder to this day how it was actually working and running. But they've upgraded that. You can see now to a much smaller and newer train that's hiding out there in the tunnel where they store it. That tunnel is where they used to store the older train too, but it was just a very different experience. But it's the same train track, and this was a great time as a young boy to just circle the park on the train.
All right, Cottonwood Park. Can you see up on the mountains there the water tanks? That was a big water source for the houses here in Colorado and Hilldale.
I did realize, and I guess my vision's just bad enough, I never really picked that out. I could see the flag.
Yeah, is there a flag? On El Capitan up there behind the tree now, there is a flag up there, yes. There's this bridge here that we're passing. That is the bridge that goes over.
I just want to, before it goes out of sight, he's probably going to see this, but over the bridge, you can see the stairs back there to the slide.
The slide that goes down into the creek, and it is a very fun slide that's been there longer than I've been alive.
Yes, it's been a family tradition for us to make sure that we've gone back and had both of our kids go down the slide.
Yep.
To the big slide, which we might catch a glimpse of. There's the slide right there to the left of the bridge. And that's the big slide that we always tried to find ways to go faster. We would throw sand on the slide. We would put paper plates to sit on. We always tried to make a way to go faster down that slide, but there it is. And this here is the bridge that goes over the creek from the zoo. So now we're on the other side of the zoo into the park, and it looks like they have now added the train tracks to go that way. That must be new, because that was not there when I was a kid. All of this stuff here that's been here since Adam's day, Adam and Eve, is still here. See these old shacks right here? These, we would do fun things in those, like candle making and crafts and things like that. So when there were events going on, there was always something going on in those old buildings there.
Talk about a cottonwood tree.
Yeah, here's a visual. They're a lot more beautiful in the summertime when they're all green, but that is a very old tree, as you can tell, and was a fun one to play on.
It's super cool that every time you go back out there, I feel like there's always new information, new memories, like a new aspect to it. So, I mean, at this point, you've done a lot of interviews in Cottonwood Park, and right. we've done like a lot of footage, but I feel like every time there's always something like different or special that gets brought up.
Yeah, just depending on the questions, you know, if it's a rainy day or a sunny day, different memories come rushing in. And yes, it seems like no matter how many times I go back out there and talk about my experience and stories, there is always something new, another memory that comes back, which, you know, and to this day, I haven't had a lot of negative memories come back to mind, which is fantastic because, you know, some people say once you start digging into all of your memories and all of your experiences, sometimes you'll remember some negative ones as well. And I mean, we weren't perfect. It wasn't the perfect community, especially once things started to change in about 2002. Is when things really started to change, for at least from what I could tell, and that was primarily because of Warren Jeffs. But prior to that time, I honestly cannot think of a really bad experience or a time where my family felt like we were really suffering or that someone was causing us harm or that someone in my family was causing me harm. I mean, granted, there were a lot of siblings. So, you know, a lot of older brothers that would torment you and things like that. But more normal type things, I would think, that go on in every family, just in a big, at a bigger scale, I guess you could say.
Yeah, you're definitely very lucky to be able to have Amen. Such a good childhood.
So. That is very true. That is something, thank you for pointing that out. I know that other people did not have the experience I had. But looking back on something like Cottonwood Park, for me, those were joyous times, very fun times that we had out there with the community coming together, celebrations, dancing, singing. You know, it seemed like we dressed differently, but it seemed like we were just a normal, tight community based on what I saw. I know that polygamy was always involved, and that's not technically normal, but but it was in my little world, in my little bubble, it seemed like everything was great during that time.
Yeah. If you want to hear more of what it was like for Sam to grow up in polygamy and you want to see, I think we only have, what, two more videos in this series to share coming with y'all. Close. So coming close to the end of this series, but it's been super fun. And if you want to hear more of what it was like for him to grow up in polygamy or continue to watch this series or more of our content on all sorts of different aspects of polygamy, then please like and subscribe.
Yes, thank you all so much for being here with us again, and we look forward to talking with you soon.
Talk to you soon.